Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past five programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Parents, parent. These are 18-year-olds, 15-year-olds that are preparing for college. They need to get their little butts in gear and get ready, trying to figure out, I just want to go to college. Like the guy called me up. He's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. My daughter told me she's going to this expensive school. And I'm like, well, see, that's where you get confused. In my household, my teenagers didn't tell me stuff. I told them stuff.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Shop local, buy local, save big.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. And best of all, they never expire.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. Many thanks to George Gilbert for the first half hour. Now we're going to do some visiting with our undefeated head coach up at Carroll, Blake Betzner. Blake, good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great down here. So it looks like you guys are doing pretty well, too.
Yeah, things we got a good start to the season for sure.
Yeah, was that a long trip for you last night?
It was. You know, you forget how long an hour and a half is on the bus, and it, you know, going there is okay. Coming home's the tough one where you're just like, oh my goodness. And we had some road construction, so it was a drive for sure.
Yeah, I know George and I were just talking because they went up to Frontier last night and they had road construction and everything else. It got rubbed back around one, so I mean that's not real good. So
no, we didn't get home that late, but it was definitely a late night for the kids.
So you got a big win over Southern Wells, makes you 4-0. And so what happened a little bit? Give me a kind of a capsulize of what happened last night.
Yeah, so we started off well. They won the ball first. We stopped them, and they punted. Kind of took over from there from score. Then I believe they punted again, and we blocked a punt down to, like, the two, scored. That's kind of how the night went pretty quick. Got a lot of guys in early. Main varsity guys only played about a little over a quarter probably. So it was a good night for our young kids to really get out there and get some time in.
I take it this is a perfect game for you guys going into what you got to do over play at Eastern on this coming Friday.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was a really good game to get everybody, you know, healthy and, you know, just make sure we stayed healthy and some confidence built. Heath Richardson had a really good game, threw a lot, had two touchdown passes, so got him going in the right direction, you know, throwing the ball. So, in those kind of games, it was good because we got to work on some stuff that, you know, we knew we had to work on. So that was really good for, you know, the whole group.
You know, I'll admit I'm a little surprised Eastern's where they're at, because they lost an awful lot of, from last year's team.
Sure. Yeah, no. And, you know, they're the way they are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I saw they had an opening this summer. They have a weightlifting guy that, you know, teaches sixth period. You know, that's a big deal for 1A, 2A football. When you got a teacher that in there in the weight room for six periods, that changes things pretty quick. And that's really what we're trying to get to, is in the weight room and getting really, really strong so we can continue to compete with, you know, those kinds of guys. But, you know, when you're in a weight room and you're strong, you just keep reloading.
That's right.
You know, the guys are just, they're physically ready to play. And that's an important feature that Eastern got down.
And then, of course, besides Heath played well, who else played well for you guys last night?
Brady Lytle had three rushing touchdowns and a receiving touchdown. So he had four touchdowns on the night. So he had a really good night. And I kind of told, you know, Clay Metzger's been a kid that's done a lot for us this year. And I think he only played three snaps last night. And, you know, that's what I tell all of our young men, that, you know, he didn't put his head down one time. He understands, you know, he gets it. You know, we didn't need to put him in there and risk anything. You know, he needed to get ready for next week. So, you know, being able to stand there and just support your team and know you're only going to play a few plays, that's a really grown-up move by a young kid.
So what is the most important thing for you, for your kids, for next week?
We've talked quite a bit about it, and I think the good thing, that what's kind of changed in our program, in my opinion, is we're not afraid to go play anybody. You know, they think they can compete with anybody at this point. So just going in there and doing what we do. I mean, we've been really good defensively. We know what they do. You know, we've watched them a ton. We know what we're up against. We just got to execute. You know, I think we got the kids to do the job. We just got to execute.
And then I take it you also got out of the game healthy last night.
Yes, and that was a key for us. That was a big, you know, thing that we wanted to make sure that happened. But yeah, we got a lot of kids in there played, and some kids that really showed up and did some really, really nice things. So, you know, that's a really good thing for young kids to go play on a Friday night and get an opportunity to show what they can do, other than on a Monday or Tuesday JV game.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got off to a 4-0 start. Did you expect to do that or what?
Well, you know, when I my first day was March 12th at the school, met the kids, and I knew we had some athletes. I knew we could do some stuff. My big concern was offensive linemen, physicality, you know, the weight room, that kind of stuff that, you know, we had been lacking. And, that 6 months, you know, we had 30, 35 guys in the weight room 2 to 3 days a week, and they just, the gains they made in 6 months, were pretty amazing. And now our offensive line is really gelling at this point, and they are playing really well. So I think that I knew that, we could do some things on the perimeter. I just didn't know if we'd get things done and up front, and we're getting things done up front now. So, that's been the big surprise of our team, how quick those guys have gelled and how good they've become pretty quick.
And I take it the chemistry is pretty good also.
Well, I've been doing this for quite a few years, and you know, these kids really care about each other. It's a family atmosphere. It really is. They're always cheering for each other. I mean, we don't have problems, and that makes it easy. The kids are there for each other, and they work hard. Different atmosphere than I've been around some, so. That's all to the kids. The Carroll kids just work extremely hard.
So now have you elevated your expectations a little bit for the rest of the year, or have you kept them where they started the year at?
I think they're elevated for sure now. I think that they see the writing on the wall. If they play well and they do what they're supposed to do, you know, we have, we have a long ways to go. I can't give them a grade after, you know, usually on Monday I tell them, okay, you know, when we first started the season, you know, to be where we want to be about an 8 or 9, you know, as a program. And we start out about as a 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them after the Madison Grant game, when they came in, we prepared for one day and they just did everything right. You know, they did a really nice job. You know, we're about to a 6. And we just got to keep building on that. And I think we can get to where we need to be that team we want to be. But we're not there yet, which is the fun thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, and Southern Wells is traditionally a very good team, though they're a little bit down this year. But you know, they're traditionally a very good team to go on the road and play.
Yeah, and you know, they didn't play varsity football last year. I talked to the coach a little bit. They got a lot of young kids. They're going to be. I mean, they got some huge kids. They 6'4", 6'5". They got two or three of them. They're sophomores, young kids that were really physical last night. And you know, I was so impressed with Southern Wells. Their fans were full. Their kids played hard the whole night. My hat was off to them. I mean, they could have folded any moment, and they did not. So be watching for them, because I think they got a really good thing coming back up, because it was really cool to see the atmosphere there for a team that is struggling and really young, but they play with a lot of heart, and they never stop playing.
And they also know, I think, the future is in front of them too.
Oh, definitely. Yep. In a couple of years, they'll be really, really, really solid team.
Mm-hmm. So have you guys? You guys haven't turned the ball over either, have you?
No, we've had some success there. We've turned over once against Delphi in the red zone, and against Madison Grant in the red zone, and throwing the ball. We haven't had any interceptions, so yeah, we've really done a good job taking care of the ball. One of our big worries early was, you know, I've always been kind of an under center guy, and going back to shotgun with some of our athletes, trying to do some different things, and just the snap. You know, it's a whole different world when the quarterback's got to catch the ball, hand it off, you know, other than being under center. And that was one of my big concerns, was just, you know, if we have two bad snaps a game, you know, or, you know, whatever that's going to be. But our centers and quarterbacks have really worked on it, and, you know, that's not been a problem. So that was my main concern, actually, with the offense, of just, you know, seeing how all that, you know, all the snaps worked and how they did with the snaps. But they've spent a lot of time on it, and it's not a worry now. So that's always a good thing.
And defensively, it looks like you're able to shut people down when you need to.
Yeah, defensively, we've just been really solid. We got a lot of when I first started, I was a lot more excited about defensively what we could do than offensively, just because we had a lot of athletes. You know, we went to more of a 3-5 concept, and we could get more athletes on the field, and that's kind of just what we've done. We've got a lot of athletes on the field that can run and do a lot of different things. So we can – you know, get in a four-man front. We can get, you know, we can get in about anything really fast with them, with the different kinds of groups we have in there.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to add, bring up, or whatever before I let you go?
No. I mean, I'm just excited for the kids. They put themselves in a position to, you know, have a really big night on Friday. And it's been for those kids, it's been a while for them to have that kind of night where, you know, they're 4-0 going against the team that has won it the last couple of years. So they're excited, and, you know, we're excited.
Okay. Well, Blake, we appreciate the time. Best of luck to you on Friday night, and we'll probably talk to you again here very soon in the future, okay?
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye. That was Blake Betzner, the head football coach over Carroll. His team is off to a 4-0 start. They play at Eastern coming up this Friday. We're going to take a break right now. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the Good Driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past 5 programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper.
Attention, Frankfurt. VFW Post 1110 has the budget to run one ad per day. So if you're listening, congratulations. It's like winning the lottery for your ears and your need for live music. VFW Post 1110 features the 1110 Entertainers every Wednesday night. Live acoustic music in a relaxed atmosphere. And if you ask nicely, they might even take a request or two. Call 654-7624 or stop into 309 North Main Street for more details. The next VFW ad will be playing tomorrow. See if you can find it. Bingo and raffle number 002767.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
See, I'm a little tired of everybody talking about forgiving student loans and making student loans bankruptable without first doing away with the problem. And it's a major problem for some of you. I get that. And I'm not unsympathetic to that. But if it's such a bad thing that we've done to all these young people, why are we not presenting legislation to stop it?
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. And best of all, they never expire.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
As an 18-year-old, I let my mistakes kind of take over my life. I was 0.5 credits away from completing high school, and I didn't do it.
10 years later, at age 28, Jackie finished her high school diploma.
When I found out that I was pregnant, I know that I had to do something for myself if I wanted to make her a better person and provide a better life for her. My family never stopped pushing for me to be better because they knew what I could become and who I could become as a person. My support team is amazing. The educational director, my sister, and even my 7-year-old daughter has just been more than the support that I could ask for. I've been given an opportunity, and I'm just thankful for it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. We've had two great guests so far, George Gilbert and Blake Besser. Now we're going to have a third great guest, and that's Clinton Prairie head coach Raymond Jones. Raymond, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing fine. You guys look like you've gotten it together here a little bit. You've got two wins in a row and had a very impressive win over a pretty good Tri-Central team last night.
Yeah, it was a good win for our team, good win for our program. You say we got it together. I don't know. We're working really hard. Our kids have bought in. We try really hard to get them to continue to learn each week and take a step forward. And they've done that, you know, and coming off of two good wins for us and continuing to battle each week is always a positive.
What do you like the best out of in your kids the last 2 weeks?
I like the maturity of some of our upperclassmen, being able to, they've now been in our program, all 4 years of high school. So this is their senior year. Them being able to understand what we as coaches expect, what our program expects, and them stepping up to that challenge and leading the others. That's been a big part of kind of how we're taking our step forward. But then our depth overall, we just have a bunch of really good kids who have bought in over the summer, over the off season, and they've brought that into the season, and it's kind of showing this year. So,
and also, I take it by when you say depth, you haven't had many injuries, if any, injury problems to this point.
Well, you know, football's always a sport that, you know, the injuries are going to happen. You know, we get banged up, we've got dinged up. Luckily, you know, we haven't had anything that's been extremely serious, but we've still got a few kids who haven't played due to either, you know, COVID, some injury issues. So we're still looking to get back to full health, at some point this year, and then see where we can go from there. But hopefully everything continues to stay positive and stay healthy.
Talk a little bit about last night. What was the high points of last night for you?
I think 2 weeks in a row, our defense has showed up. you know, and we played really well against Frankfurt our first game of the season as well. But that was, that being our first game, Frankfurt had one under their belt. And then just a little bit of depth they had on us that game. But the last 2 weeks, our defense has shown up. You know, they fly around, they're aggressive. We talked a little bit last night that they play with their hair on fire a little bit, and they're all over the field. I mean, they swarm to the ball, and it's not just one or two guys. It's a bunch of guys on the D-line, the linebackers. The last couple of weeks, we've had to have safeties play up front and be aggressive, and they do that. And so that's been a big part on that side of the ball. Offensively, I think we have a lot of depth, a lot of playmakers kind of all over. Drew Blacker has done a fantastic job this year, moving from a tight end position to a quarterback. He started for the last this is his third year starting in our system. And because of that, he knows what we expect. He knows, you know, some of the things that need to be fixed, if, you know, play ball wise, scheme wise. And he can direct out there. So he's done a great job there. So we have a couple tailbacks that we've been rotating in. We got three of them last night that were able to get carries and have, you know, 60 plus yards. Drew Dorte led us last night with a little over 140 yards rushing. And just, you know, he's patient, he runs well. So we got a lot of guys all over the place.
Has this been a surprise to you? Any particular unit been a real surprise for you guys out there?
No, I don't think anything's been a surprise for us and our coaching staff, anything like that. I think, you know, the nice thing is that we've had to play, you know, pick and pull some kids to different spots. And when you do that, you know, they step up and they perform. They don't care what they have to do. They don't care their role. They just want to get out there and do it. So that's been the nice thing to see, is our kids really rise up and just want to play.
Okay. And now you got a big game this weekend coming up on the road over at Sheridan Friday night.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a good game for us. You know, Coach Wright, phenomenal coach, does a great job, always has his kids ready to play. Tough-nosed team. I know they're coming off of a loss last night to Delphi, but I mean, you can't take that for anything. Coach Wright will have them ready to go, have everything fixed if there were issues, and get after it. So we're looking forward to a great Friday to play them and continue to work toward you know, staying ahead in the conference.
Hopefully I didn't ask you this before, but I need to ask again. Did you come out healthy last night or not?
Oh, yeah, we're pretty healthy. We had a little, you know, some bruises on a few. But I think overall we're pretty healthy and should be getting a couple people back as well. Off of injury that hadn't played the last week or two, which will add a little bit more to our depth and rotation. So that's positive for us.
Did you expect to be where you're at right now in this situation, or has this been a little bit of a surprise to you?
Oh, I don't think. I'm not surprised. I'm pleased with where we're at, you know, and each week, you know, we're always wanting to get better. We have a long, long way to go to get where we want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the end of the season, our number one goal is always to be a conference champion. And so that's the first thing you can accomplish. The second thing is a sectional championship. So
right.
In order to check those two boxes, we have a long way to go, but I wouldn't say that we're surprised. You know, we're happy to be where we're at. We're really wishing we were able to play week one. I think we could have continued, you know, to get rolling early, but, it is what it is. We're excited to be 2-1 right now and undefeated in the conference and have a chance to keep playing each week to get those two boxes checked off.
Any player or players that have come up from kind of the unknowns and become a big factor for you kids, for you guys?
You know, we have a lot of sophomores who have done a really good job of stepping up. We had two tailbacks last night, Seth Whitlock and Jacob Wilson, who played on the defensive side as well, who rushed for, you know, over 60 yards apiece. Sophomore Caden Davis has stepped in the last 2 weeks. He's a 6'4 sophomore who has great speed, who stepped in at wide receiver. We have a couple other guys that we filled in here and there. Logan Kirshner last night came in to play the first time this season on the D-line and you know, had like 8 tackles right away. I mean, just was an impact player. And he's done a great job there too. So we have a lot of young guys who stepped in, filled in, and are excited to see what they can do to help contribute to the team.
And it sounds like your chemistry is great, and you got a very good group of kids that are willing to move forward. And for what you're telling me, most of them are kind of on the young side too.
We have a good mix. We have a really strong sophomore class, in my opinion. Good athletically, great kids. Our senior class, you know, is led by Drew Blacker, I said, Jevin Dean, who's a multi-year starter, Caden Mullendore, who, you know, I mean, he's leading our team in receiving and receptions. He's done a fantastic job being out there. So, you know, we have a nice mix of some kids who experience that we've kind of been able to move around. Logan McDonald on the offensive line is a 2-year starter, along with Mason Robertson. Those guys help lead, you know, 2 sophomores and a junior on that offensive line. So got a lot of, it's a good mix. And, you know, we preach being a family. We preach being together. Football's a tough sport, and we have 38 guys who want to be together and want to play it. So they've all bought in, come together, and play for each other.
And having 38 is a huge difference at this time of year.
It is, and at our level and at this time of year, no matter what, if you can have, you know, 35 to 38 kids on a roster, and if most of them can be healthy, I mean, that's a big difference. And especially if you have some that can play and you get that depth, then that's a huge advantage as you get going forward.
Okay. Raymond, anything else you want to add before I let you go?
No, I just say I'm excited to keep rolling. I'm excited to face Sheridan next week to keep undefeated in the conference, and look forward to continuing to play football this season.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the call this morning. Best luck to you guys and the rest of the Gophers. Take care, and we'll probably talk to you in a couple of weeks or so, okay?
Great. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye. That was Raymond Jones, the head football coach at Clinton Prairie. We've got about 5 minutes left in the program today. We have been over the scores from last night, so we might as well get to that right now. In the Sagamore last night, Southmont remained undefeated by defeating Frankfort 42-14. Danville shut out Crawfordsville 41-0. Lebanon defeated North Montgomery 28-8. And Tri-West defeated Western Boone 20-11. The next game for Frankfort is against Lebanon on this coming Friday. That'll be our game of the week next Friday night. Over in the Hoosier Heartland last night, Clinton Central defeated Frontier 54-18. Clinton Prairie defeated Tri-Central 32-8. I was a little bit surprised at this one. I really was. Delphi defeated Sheridan 14-12. Sheridan been playing well, and they just didn't get it done last night. Carroll defeated Southern Wells on the road last night 42-6, and Eastern defeated Taylor 61-13. Central gets to play on the road at Taylor, and Taylor just played their first game of the year last night, so it'll be interesting to see how that all takes place. Over in the Hoosier Conference last night, the big game of the night on the schedule was West Lafayette and Central Catholic. It turned out to be not as big a game as one might think, as West Lafayette defeated Central Catholic 43-7. Other games in the Hoosier last night, Tipton remained undefeated. They defeated Cass 42-0. Rensselaer shot out Twin Lakes 30-0. Hamilton Heights defeated Northwestern by a score of 42-7. Western's got a game this afternoon over at Newcastle. Kickoff over there is at 1 o'clock this afternoon. That takes care of the local ones that we have here. Some other scores from around the state last night. Harrison defeated Lafayette Jeff 56-41. Seeger defeated Riverton Park 38-26. Pioneer down Caston 42-6. North White shut out Tri-County by a score of 35-0. Kokomo defeated McCutcheon 36-7. It was Kankakee Valley over North Newton 34-0. Logansport defeated Indianapolis Tech 20-14. South Newton defeated Lake Station 59-30. And Covington defeated Fountain Central last night by a score of 48-12. Real quick, looking at college football today, as there was one ranked team that played last night. That was Coastal Carolina. They defeated Kansas by a score of 49-22. Illinois and Virginia playing Charlottesville starting at 11 o'clock today. The big game of the Big Ten today is on noon at Fox as Ohio State hosts Oregon. That's the top. As Ohio State is ranked third and Oregon is ranked 12th. They go together at noon today. Also at noon today on BTN, it's Michigan State hosting Youngstown State. Also on BTN, Northwestern's hosting Indiana State, and Minnesota is also hosting Miami of Ohio. Those are all noon kickoffs today. On the ACC network, Rutgers and Syracuse get together at 2 o'clock. The Peacock network, I don't know how many people actually get Peacock. That's where Notre Dame's playing Toledo at 2:30 today. CBS Sports Network, Purdue is on the road at UConn to play the Huskies, who are not very good this year. That's a 3 o'clock kickoff over in stores. On FS1 at 3:30, Penn State hosts Ball State. That could be kind of a fun game. Also at 3:30, Nebraska is hosting Buffalo on BTN. And at 4:30 on ABC, the Cy-Hawk game is Iowa visits Iowa State. That should be a lot of fun to go watch. I'm kind of looking forward to that one. Hopefully I can get everything done so I can go watch that one. And let's see here. There is one. You know, Indiana is hosting Idaho tonight. Kickoff from down in Bloomington is set for 7:30 tonight. I think that's it. I think it's everybody in the Big Ten that I wanted to get to. I left off too. BTN's got 7:30 game as Maryland hosts Howard. And then a big game up at Ann Arbor. It's on ABC tonight as Michigan hosts Washington. Kickoff up there tonight is 8 p.m. And that's going to wrap up our show for this week. Many thanks to our guests. We've had football coaches George Gilbert from Clinton Central, Raymond Jones from Clinton Prairie, and Blake Betzner from Carroll. So as we said, we're going to wrap it up. Thanks to our guests and thanks to our sponsors, State Farm Insurance Agent Susan Casper. So until next week for another Inside the Huddle, take care of yourself, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
This has been Inside the Huddle on WILO, brought to you by Susan Casper of State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Join us next Saturday at 9 a.m. for another edition of Inside the Huddle on WILO.